Hey, gentlemen. What's happening with you? It's Soap. Just thought I'd put down a little rumination. I mean, haven't done any of these in a while, and it's good to be back in creating content again, and a wonderful thing, right? Just a wonderful thing all around. But there was something that was getting on my nerves earlier today, and it's how we, and I make no bones about it. I'm black behind this mask. But, we have a really shattered view of what race relations are here. It's actually gotten as worse as it did, 50, 60 years ago, like in the 60s, And I'm tired of it. Just plain flat out old tired of it, man. I mean, that's the type of thing that just pisses me off when I think about it. Every time I, tend to want to say something about it or ruminate on it or whatever. Let me show you a little something here. There was this now. You do see the thumbnail and everything. It was only half cut off because, basic bitch StreamYard. But I wanted to show you what it really is. I mean, and I wrote the word lies because this is not the goal. And what this says is, I see no color is not the goal. I see your color and honor you, value your input. I will be educated about your lived experiences. I will work against the racism that harms you. You are beautiful and I will do better. That's the goal. See, this right here is a head-on collision. It's a one-way ticket to a head-on collision is what this shit is. This is what they feed to these college and champagne socialists and college commies, champagne socialists, limousine liberals, you know the game. I see no color is the goal. I see content of character is the goal. Now, your color is only just a superficial marker of what culture you come from. And even that's not the end all be all. You could be as dark as me, but live ritzy as fuck. Or you could be whiter than snow and live just dirt, yucky, poor as fuck, So this right here, this shit right here, no. No. You working against racism is not to even acknowledge the bullshit in the first place, and working with them as though, yes, you are a respected person. Now, what you've been through, your background in life, I'll get to know you on that eventually. But from there, and once you do that, then comes the acknowledgement of your lived experiences. One shouldn't just walk up on a person of color and just automatically and all of a sudden assume that he's this ghetto nigga, right? I'm black, so you can't just assume that, Now, yeah, of course I live poor. Of course I lived in Section 8 house and raised in that shit as a child. But no, bruh, you can't just automatically assumed we've all been through that. It's kind of like that one meme that reminds me here, like where they had where that one lady thought that black men don't know anything about the internet or that bullshit. And I'm like, nah, man. It see that is racism to me. Whereas, One that sees a group of people fucking up, not respecting anybody's spaces, vandalizing, thieving, and shit like that of stores. And you know exactly, you didn't forget a face, so you know who the person was that did all that shit. And you have every right to have contempt for that person, for those groups of people, even if they happen to be the same damn color. They just so happen to be black. You know? You can do that. But the sad thing is that you got champagne socialists that make it the other way around, which isn't cool either. That the shit I showed you there, that's a form of racism to me. You know? Now, by default, believe I'm good. But then again, be wary. Be wary. 'Cause you don't know what I could have came from. You don't know what I'm about to do. And the one thing that should be your marker is how I act towards you or how I treat you. And we all train each other on how we treat each other. So that, I get that. But don't just, don't take the champagne socialist route to this. See, that's what these white liberals are doing to people. And it kind of reminds me of a situation where, I was at the bar and shit, I was kicking it, I was chilling. And we was cracking little race jokes and everything, and they was mighty funny. I liked it, right? But then this white bitch just walks out of nowhere and tried to stop the fella, the light skinned fella. He was a Spaniard. He was Spanish, right? She tried to stop him from making that joke and shit. And I'm like, no, you don't have the ban hammer here. You don't have the right to be censoring people here. We're just expressing ourselves. We're kicking it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta, that what gives you the right? And that's what I'm saying. Shit like that. What's happening, JR? Straight up. And yeah, my man, it's that side. That's the problem I'm having here. And yet on this other side, the problem I'm having is with my own kind. I mean, I have this saying, and I know you probably have heard it yourselves, that, not all skin folk are kin folk. You can't just automatically assume that, that every black man your brother. Like we call each other brothers. I get that. But I do that with any men in particular. Yeah, no, just any men in general. Men in general, excuse me, not in particular, but in general. I refer to my fellow man as my brother. Unless, I mean, you have been like a father figure in life, or you are actually related to me, and you get the respect as such, But this bullshit where the brother code and all that shit, yeah, that happens. Yeah, I've been known to make these assumptions, and over the years I've definitely have worked on that. Where, I'm with that way, I'm that way with any man, and in particular, American men, because as I often say, you can put me, another white fella, you could put a Spaniard or Hispanic Latino fella with me, and fuck that Latinx shit, Latino. I mean, the majority of them want to be called that anyway. So gone with your bullshit. Anyway, come back to it. We can put all these fellas, if they were born and raised in the United States of America, and you were to drop us off, and let's just say Switzerland, you gonna know we American, right? And that's where I'm coming from. I mean, we were taught, the civil rights, there was good things about the civil rights era, It was just the wrong motherfuckers was running it, is what that was. The wrong people were running it. But yeah, in that era, that was one good thing that, MLK had said, and this was, judge a person on the by the content of the character, and not color of skin or anything like that. And that's how it should be done. And yes, colorblind is the goal, And if you do have hard lived experiences, do express them. Do talk with us about it. And then you have respect for a person in their lived experiences. Don't be a, and this is for those that are non-POC or whatever these fucking champagne socialists are saying these days. Don't, how do I put this? Do not automatically see a person of color that grew up, born and raised in America as oppressed. Don't do that. Listen to what they're coming from. Get to know that person. Hear a couple of stories, life stories they got. Then you go that route with the life experience shit. Don't just automatically assume that every black person was raised in Section 8 housing. For all you know, they could have been raised in a gated community, yet their parents might have been ghetto as fuck. Shit like that. The other side of it, black on black violence. The let me get to the crux of the of this rumination. Now, story time with the soap. Uh-oh. So I'm at work, right? And this started, I'd like to say, about 2, maybe 3 months ago, but I know it was in the beginning of the summer, so that's how this went. And I talked about it on the show, I believe, in one of the buckets, that this fellow was like, he would get on, he'd act like he's calling on the phone, but he would say hateful, mean-spirited shit to me, And but he didn't start doing that. But first, here's what happened. Let me get to the beginning of it. So this guy, I don't know from Adam. I've never seen him before, and he shops the store, and I'm coming from my bathroom break, but he stops me while I'm walking, and he asks me to find whatever item it was. So I go to step back so I could look at the aisle signs, 'cause the aisle signs is a way for me to know where that certain product is located, right? And he said in a mean-spirited way, "Nah, I didn't ask you to do all that." And I'm looking at him like, "What? Whatever." I show him anyway wherever that shit was. And it didn't end there. Days later, right? He would get on and yeah, he would get on the phone. He would act like he's talking on the phone, and he would throw in mean-spirited little comments like, "Yeah, that's why I taxed your ass and I checked your ass, little nigga." Shit like that. But he's acting like he's on the phone, so he has plausible deniability. I don't buy the shit because I know what he was addressing that shit to me for, right? All right. Now, fast forward a little later. He did this to another person in the store, a regular. And, I got tired of it. I tell the night leader, the shift leader, about this fella. And, the shift leader gets a feel of this guy's personality, and that's what's that. Fast forward a little bit, a little bit, a week or two later from that, the guy comes in again, right? And he does this under the breath talk, acting like he's on the phone, but he's really trying to start shit with me. I'm at my job. I don't know this guy from Adam. With him, I've never said a mumbling word about the guy. Until now, of course, but I've never said a mumbling word about the guy. And he keeps doing the shit. So I talked to him, I have a little talk with my shift leader, and it was kind of a threatening tone. I probably shouldn't have did it like that. But, I talk with the team lead, and I tell him, "Yo, man, yeah, this guy is just, I've never done anything." And then my team leader says, and this was the crux of it, that he's just mentally ill, chalks it off as that, And I'm like, okay, I mean, you got kind of a point. He seems a little odd, but I don't know, man. This isn't right. This is kind of strange. Fast forward another week later. Now, he did this, mind you, like to another customer. I've told you this already, right? He's even done this to that particular customer outside of the store, in other stores, which wasn't right. And then he got to, he gets off his little phone. He stops his little defense mechanism. He stops his little game, and then he actually gets into the guy's face. But, he was, the cops were called on him, and there was warnings sent to this fella. Fast forward a little forward here. I'm at the bar. I'm with my brother, kicking it. And this motherfucker shows up. Oh, I was waiting for this day, right? And so I'm like, yeah. Put your phone down, motherfucker. What you gonna say now? I ain't in my work uniform. I got all the time for all your smoke and shit like that, right? Bitch motherfucker hides behind his phone. Yeah, he sees my bro. He sees my homie and everything. And he sees my people, right? And then he go like, and there it is. He didn't want anything with me. He didn't want no smoke or any of that shit with me. Fast forward a little bit, another week later. Today. Another few weeks later, excuse me. We're in the present day. He did this just earlier, a few hours ago. And he plays his little game again. I'm like, why'd you have to get your little team on? So, I'm still checking out these customers' items, still doing this shit. And so I do a little playing game of my own. So I'm like, to even up the playing field, bitch. No, I wasn't speaking with you, customer. I mean, this guy playing this little game and shit. I just thought I'd play with, play his little game with him, because two can play that game. And then we're on today. And it's stupid shit like this that, start black on black violence. It starts from a little jealousy. It starts from shit like what I've just described. It starts from, just simple bullshit. Like, okay, this is a really big guy. This guy looks like he probably could hold his own in a few fights. You know how you got the little man complex where there's this motherfucker that is like, 4'11" and trying to start shit with a 7-foot dude, knowing that the motherfucker can crush him, right? Well, no, there's another way. The other way, that kind of shit does happen, but more often than not in prison, really, or in jail, shit like that. And that does happen on the outs. I see that. Hell, I even did that my sh that type of shit myself when I was in elementary school. Got my ass whooped. Never did that shit ever again, bro. Never did that shit ever again. I mean, and then the lesson came, dude. If you were going to start a fight, make sure you finish that shit. You go in there to finish the shit. If you're starting a fight, finish the motherfucker. Right? Now, back into this situation. Now, as you know, I'm going to defend myself. You know, I'm not going to be the guy that, you know, I kind of, yeah, I was wrong to even entertain this idiot's thought. I was wrong to even be lumped along into it. You know, here pretty soon, it might escalate into something. And it's best that I ignore him. You know, I've done it. You know, I've ignored him many a times. But, you know, one day it's going to come to that. It's going to come to a head. And it's going to come to something stupid. So I am thinking maybe I should pull the guy up aside here and, you know, have a talk with him on this. You know, because this is how a lot of black-on-black violence starts. And it starts like this. Or the classic, you stepped on my Jordans type of argument that turns into a gunfight. Like, wow, bro. How do these things escalate like this? You know? But you know how it does. So, yeah. I just thought I would just throw some babble on it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have something to say in the comments and everything, and that's fine. Yeah, I see you there, bruh. Yeah, all right. Go ahead and do what you need to do, and, you know. Okay. You know, I can't play the song no more. You know, I might play it here in the future. You know what I'm saying? I might do it. But how that happened is that I played it too long, and I let the whole song run, which got me into some shit. But I still need to mind my P's and Q's because I got a warning, but not a strike, but a warning on my side. All right, man. Let me know what you think in the comments after this is done. I'm going to get on up out of here. And you are in. Thank you for being in one of Psyche Soap's MGTOW Ruminations. Right on. And we out.